This podcast brought to you by Hope 1032.
Guys from Plagiarise joining us. Hello, guys.
How you doing?
It's lovely to see you. Jake on my right. It's weird because it doesn't really matter for radio. People don't know that you're on my right now.
I have no idea what we're looking at.
George on my left. Yeah. Though there's been a lot of controversy about your name of recent days.
Daniel.
But
call me George, but my name's Daniel.
Okay.
Last name, Giorgio.
There you go. That makes a lot of sense. Well, it's been since 2006 that you released an album, Cross the Line, and you've got a new album out on the horizon. That sounds like U2's new album, but yours is Better Life. First up, guys, Plagiarise. Are there any kind of communications authorities after you on a regular basis because your name is Plagiarise? You find that people just like they're calling you up and going, "Hi, we'd just like to talk to you."
Just making sure that you're not. Yeah. It's one of those things where I guess if we could go back in time and change the name, maybe we'd consider it. Just because everyone always says, What's with the name? And we have no interesting answer.
What is with the name?
We just made it up.
A lot of people think we're a covers band. Yeah. Plagiarise.
That's the worst thing.
Ah, yeah.
Because maybe you're booking some shows and they're like, "Oh, you play covers?"
Do you think you'd ever do a name change?
Nah.
Nah, you can't do it.
You just caught it now.
It's been too long. It's been about 5 years. We've been together for 5 years.
Yeah.
5 years.
We actually made the name up, like, on our computer. We're just sitting there one night.
Really?
As being teenagers, we'll just...
Just when you're teenagers, you just sit there making up names on the computer.
Yeah, that's right.
And, yeah, that's as far as the story
that's
goes.
That's it.
So no, wait a minute. But it's play as in P-L-A-Y, play. So it's got that kind of Beatles kind of thing where it's beat instead of, you know.
Yeah.
Were you going with that? Are you a Beatles fan at all?
No, it's so boring. We just didn't know how to spell it properly.
Oh, really? It's just a typo.
Just one big typo every day.
Good-o. Now, give us a bit of a background for you guys. I know that you're Blue Mountains local boys and you said you've been together for 5 years. High school, was it, that you formed? Well, met each other or?
Yeah, year seven, which is like 1999 for us, was year seven.
You were in year seven in 1999.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah, I'm feeling old.
No, you're making me feel old.
Oh, sorry.
Actually, I saw someone yesterday, totally not related to your group, obviously, but interesting story, not really. Girl had an 09 jumper on and it just freaked me out a bit. I was like, what?
Like graduating 09?
Yeah, I was like, no.
That's bad.
Anyway, go back to you guys.
We actually met. We met on the bus. Like we became mates. Like on our bus.
Bus home. Mates.
We had a mate called Ben Turner, and we used to go and use his pool every summer.
And that's where the bonding began.
Bonding began in the pool.
How did you discover that you both had a love for music / guitar?
Well, George actually taught me a guitar.
Really?
Well, I didn't play guitar at all. I mean, getting up to like year 10 now, I never really played at all. I play drums and piano.
Right.
And then George just kind of showed me a few things. I whipped out my mum's old guitar and put some strings on it. And then we just started mucking around. And people who've kind of heard us talk about how we started know that we just kind of started mucking around with just little songs about funny things and then just kind of developed into what we really like to do.
We sung about like people's hair and noses and, you know, a lot of people knew us as that. But
if you could write a song about your hair now, how would you kind of... What would be some lyrics that you might use?
Marcos Bagdadis for George.
Oh.
I'm actually a Cypriot. Yeah.
Actually, you did a bit of a shake before. I thought you had the Aaron Wright wake and shake going on.
Oh, yeah.
There's some good band hair there, actually.
Yeah, thanks.
George works with his hair.
It actually takes me about 10 minutes in the morning to push the front down.
So how did you then kind of form Plagiarise, though? So you're in the early days learning guitar, you know, funny songs have then turned to, you know. Why did you decide to go in the direction and what direction is that?
Well, we had these songs and we started getting gigs. You know, we had this kind of repertoire of funny songs and we were being put on a stage in front of people. And I think slowly, I mean, it didn't take that long. I mean, our first gig just had a whole bunch of funny songs. And I think after that, we're like, and as the band progressed, we're like, well, we've actually got an opportunity to communicate something positive and to actually influence, I mean, and just say what we want to say where we play. And that just kind of continued. And that's the direction we want to kind of head in. And I think we are in. I mean, we want to be playing as much as we want. Mm. I mean, sorry, as much as we can and to a wide variety. So this is not just Christian, but secular as well. And we're going to be doing that in our tour coming up. And we kind of feel we have, yeah, we have a message, and we have a message of hope, and that's what this new album's really about as well.
Cool. So, yeah. Very good. Now, on your old album, Safe to Say, it was one of the most downloaded songs I've heard. It's a pretty impressive thing to have.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting, actually. That was also helped out by Missy Higgins actually reviewed the song on Triple J on
Earth. Oh, really?
And so from that, it actually got a bit of hype. And I think from that, a lot of people bought it off iTunes. And
wow.
Yeah, it slowly went out that way.
Lots of people do, it's really interesting, on YouTube and stuff like that. There's lots of covers.
Really?
And lots of little versions. And we got to say thanks to all those people listening. Reese in particular, if you're listening. He did a fantastic cover of one of our tracks.
We actually put up a competition on our MySpace.
Yeah?
To cover one of our songs and put it up on YouTube.
Must be a pretty amazing thing to, like, get onto YouTube, kind of, you know, Google, well, kind of type in your own song and then see, you know, so many people.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I don't know what it is. I mean, like, we're grateful that people really like it. That's fantastic. But there's some, like, we have people from Germany, like, do covers of it.
Wow.
Yeah. England.
England, yeah. And just crazy places.
Yeah.
Just doing, like, opera style covers of,
really?
Like, some piano tracks, and it's really interesting. It's cool.
Very cool. Oh, well, very cool, especially when people can even sing along at your gigs. And like, the live stuff I've seen, you know, it's you guys and the crowd.
Yeah,
that's a pretty amazing thing.
It's the best fun.
I bet it would be.
Yeah, it is.
But the song, Safe to Say, what do you think pulls people to loving that song? Like, what do you think it's pull? It's pulling power.
Pulling power.
Is it just simply the melody, or do you think there's lyrics, or kind of?
I think it's always a mixture of both. Like, I don't like trying to kind of box in, like, the whole, what I think the song is to me and to us and stuff. I mean, we write songs and we just hope people can relate to them and like them. I mean, I think maybe with that song, it's got some pretty interesting guitar stuff going on, and I think that's why it's become a bit of a favourite among some young guitarists. That's what I think.
Bit of a following. Now, George, is it right to say, because, you know, you're the learner from George, so everything that you do, it's wow, that must be a pretty big thing to have over him to some degree. Everything you know, you learned off me.
I don't know
I think I taught him like a G chord, a C chord, a D, and then he kind of picked it up.
That's what we use now.
You know.
Really? That's a good tip.
Yeah.
Oh, very good. But is he like, you know, young Paddy One, like as in Star Wars, just in case you're a Star Wars fan, you know? But has
not
he...
a Star Wars fan.
You're not a Star Wars fan?
No,
I'm not. You're joking.
No.
We're going to kill that one.
No. I'm not going to use that as an example now. I've got nothing.
No. I know what you mean.
Oh, that's good.
But
you're not really a Star Wars fan either? Well, these people becoming non-Star Wars fans. But actually, the question I was going to ask you in particular, because is it you that people are going to want to play like George?
I think so, yeah. I think it's because I do a lot of, like, little tapping things and, you know, I think they're pretty interesting, like new little licks. And I like a lot of people just like to learn those licks. And
for sure.
Especially in is it safe to say that... little guitar thing at the end. There's been thousands of people asking me for the tabs for those things, and I haven't got around to doing it yet.
That's pretty cool, though. That's
on that note, actually, I think George is going to start teaching guitar. So anyone interested, just you know, keep looking at the MySpace. So there's the plug.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. That's true. You could become like Jake.
I need some lessons off George.
If you could play like any other player other than yourselves, who would it be? Like, are you going the Clapton, or is there someone else that you go, oh, I'd love to play like them?
Oh, I'm going to say, like, I never think about it.
Really?
I don't know. I think with our band, I mean, I think it's more about the songs and what we're doing. Like, it's about, I mean, I don't know if you know, but we kind of say we record our stuff at home, you know. Like, we do, like, that whole album, bar a couple of drum tracks and string layers. We did it all in my bedroom in a little sweaty old room, and it was great.
Did you say sweaty old room?
It was sweaty.
So there's sweat in every track.
Yep.
Ooh.
We recorded it through summer.
Oh.
It was really hot, 40 degrees.
Yeah. Oh.
But don't think about that. Okay.
Okay.
No, but anyway, like we, we're not the whole, I don't know, performance-y, I don't know.
You're not emulating to be someone else. You're just doing your own thing.
Oh, we just really like we said, just making the songs that we do. And if people like them, I mean, great. I mean, we're really thankful for, like, everyone that likes the stuff and listens. And, that's it, you know, like we'll keep doing it if people like it and we love doing it, so.
Yeah. Well, it's a pretty amazing sound that you're creating just in a room, in that environment, and it's pretty amazing that technology allows you to do that. But are you kind of looking outside of that in the future? Like, are you looking to maybe, I don't know, finding studios, that kind of thing, to get that, you know, like obviously production value is a plus. You know, like you listen to U2's new album, you just go, what? Like production-wise, it is out of the, you know, out of this world.
Would
you ever let someone else produce your albums?
I think that's half of it. I think we're fairly, proud's not the word, but picky. Yeah?
Very picky.
Controlling?
Controlling just because that's how we've done it forever.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, maybe that's half of the reason why we like doing it ourselves.
Mm.
But I think the sound we get is pretty nice for what we do. And,
absolutely.
I think also because there's not much pressure on us to get a take right, we can always go back and do it over.
Mm.
So we like that freedom of being able to do that over and over.
Because the whole album, I mean, we play everything. I mean, we don't get other people in.
Mm.
We do everything except for the strings. We don't play strings. They're too hard. but, yeah, so, like, we do a whole, you know, layer upon layer and kind of build it up. And, like, you can do it yourself. Like, I'm sure you've got a whole bunch of listeners who are in bands and want to do this, and you can do it yourself. I mean, it's right there.
Yeah, if you listen to Better Life, the track... Jake's actually played the drums, so, and he's played the acoustic, so half of it you're hearing Jake play.
Mm.
How does that come to playing live, though? Like, if you're playing...
It's pretty hard.
Yeah.
I mean, it's true. we have people.
Wait a second.
Yeah, no, we play with people live. Yeah,
okay,
we
good.
We bring in
session
people. Yeah.
Mm. Any session people you quite like and think, oh, we might join you to the band.
Yeah, come over. Yeah. No, we make it work live. It'd be a bit hard to do all that.
Very good. Now, brand new album, Better Life. You talk about the fact that, you know, there are some meaning into your songs and stuff like that, and you say hope, but, you know, that can be a bit of a general statement, but what kind of themes do you have running through this album? And why Better Life?
I think there's a lot of people, like even our own selves and our own lives, have had struggles and gone through some hard times, and I think the songs are really uplifting and bring hope in their lyrics just to... I suppose to relate to those people that have struggled through similar things, or especially the title track, Better Life, to tell people that there's a better life, there's a hope coming your way if you're in a bad time or you're going through something hard. There's something, you know, in your situation, you can get out of that.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good theme of where we're at.
I've created a new question.
Lovely.
And it's really not that brilliant, really, but it's a past, present, future question. So I wanted to know, past, what's the biggest high and low that you can see, you know, using hindsight? And then I'll ask you the present and future question. So we'll start with past.
So what's the
biggest high and low that you guys have experienced as a band?
As a band?
Mm.
Biggest high and low?
Mm.
The low would be...
What's the low?
Last year, writing for 4 months and having... 3 songs that were only half written.
Oh.
And feeling really depressed because we had nothing.
Right.
So I think that was a real low point for us.
Yeah. I think with this album, I mean, we're following up on something that we've done, which we were fairly happy with, across the line, you know. So it's, yeah, we kind of found ourselves in this little rut, you know what I mean? But there is another low. Like, we've done shows in front of, like, 3 or 4 people once, you know. That's a low. Like, that's, yeah, especially when you travel and you kind of get excited and you're like, oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
But what's a high? I think a high will definitely be April 3rd when this album comes out.
Mm.
But our shows at Black Stump are always really memorable. Mm. Just like you say, like, fans kind of singing along, that's just the best, just awesome.
Makes you block out those 3 or 4.
Yeah.
And it's your mum and your sister and your girlfriend.
Yeah. But when everyone, like, just sings along and stuff, that's just awesome. I mean, it kind of says to us that people are enjoying it. And, it's, for us as a band, is amazing.
So the second album is a tough one.
Yeah, I reckon. I reckon it'd be the hardest one.
Because you've got so much more pressure on you too.
Yeah, you got to perform.
Step up.
Step up to the plate.
Yeah, that's a tough thing to do. All right, present. What do you hope for your band and your music present day?
I think we're really hoping that it'd just touch people.
Mm.
Like the album that would just really go out there real far. We're really praying that God will take it out to whoever he wants it to take it to. And, yeah, we really believe in that yeah, that can be really be used in a powerful way to touch lives and to help people, just to really talk to them, talk to them in their situation.
It's interesting because people, I always used to hear, you know, bands kind of say, yeah, just, you know, like, music's a powerful thing, blah, 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 and, like, it actually is, like, we get so many messages of people on the internet and people saying they've heard our stuff, and it's kind of like people saying, yeah, it saved me for a while. Like, it helped me through this thing. And it's just like, whoa, okay. Like, I mean, personally, to me, it's hard for, I don't know, songs don't do that to me. Like, as a musician even.
Really?
Songs don't help me through a tough time. I don't personally.
Yeah.
But to know that our songs do and like lyrics and music does, I mean, that's just awesome. And it is a powerful thing. So to be involved in it is really special.
Absolutely. I just love the fact that, you know, prior to talking to you guys, I've had better life. That loop of it's better. Yeah.
You can sing it. Yeah.
Come on, you can sing it.
Anyway, so I've had that kind of looping around. And I just kind of think that's not a bad kind of little catch. Like, I mean, it's, you know, there's such a big part of that. It's a big song, but I'm just picking up that small little lyric. And it's a good thing to, you know, have with you, I suppose, like, you know, during those times, just, you know, even if that's just something to hold on to. I've always been that when it comes to music. And of course, future, it's such the cliche question, but where would you like to see your music go, or, you know, plagiarize go? The faces. You're not a 5-year plan kind of people.
We're like, what's happening? I mean,
it's kind of out of our hands. It's depending on, like, the people out there, if they love it, or like what you're saying, if the album goes really well, we'll go that direction. You know, we'll keep on going. But
yeah, it's been a long process recording, but I mean, maybe we'll do another one. Yeah, no, like, people like it, and we're getting the gigs, and we're still enjoying it. I mean, we really, from the start of this band, we always said, we have to enjoy it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, if you're not enjoying it, I mean, even think if you're, I mean, if you're doing good things and people are really enjoying it, but if you're not enjoying it and you're not actually happy, your band's not going to last.
For sure.
You know? And there's heaps of bands that just kind of lose sight of maybe the friendships involved as well. So, I mean, we'll keep doing it, and as long as it's fun and as long as we're doing good things, yeah.
Obviously, you guys are very good mates.
Yeah. I think,
I lived in Jake's room in that...
in the recording?
In the closet. I think it was in the closet. We had the computer, which I'd come in there every morning and just go into the closet. And Jake could just sit there for a whole year.
Morning, man. They're going to do the guitar takes, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's good.
It's not all bad. It is a long thing, though. It's a long process.
I understand you guys are both engaged, and George, is it you who recently got engaged?
Yeah, a week ago.
A week? Well, very recently.
Mm-hmm. Very recently.
Yeah.
Very excited. We're both very excited.
I'm actually thinking you guys should bring out, like, how-to videos and stuff like that. How to create a studio. How to get engaged as well. Because you both done it, so it's good enough reason. I'm sure
we could do those ones. We could do those ones.
Can I ask, you know, like, do you have any tips for people out there going, oh, I'd like to, you know, propose? What's your tips?
Don't do it. No, just kidding. No, I'm very kidding. No, I'm kidding.
They should just go for it.
Yeah.
But only, why not?
Did you use heartfelt words, or did you, like, was it more the setting?
I had a full moon over the beach.
That's all right.
And
I had a pretty nice setting.
Mine was pretty sentimental. I had about four pages of heartfelt emotion.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
This is embarrassing.
Yeah, that's right.
I've got four pages of heartfelt emotion, and I'm going to read it all to you. She's sitting there like, oh, come on. Get bit by mosquitoes.
No, I think
that's cool.
You know, if the time's right, you know.
What was your setting?
My setting?
Yeah.
I had a nice setting. George actually helped me with my setting.
Really?
George and his fiancée now, Brooke. Lit 100 tea light candles.
Hello.
At a lookout in a town called Glenbrook in the Blue Mountains.
They didn't start a fire, did it?
No, it didn't start a fire. It was like a misty night, and it was really nice. So I had a quite expensive dinner, and then went to this lookout and proposed. And
there was music playing, champagne, strawberries, chocolate.
At the lookout?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, snap.
This wasn't like a public lookout. It was like a like an in crowd, you know.
In crowd lookout.
Yeah, you know, you kind of have to know where you're going to get there.
That is cool.
There's plenty of them in the mountains.
Nice. Well, you are Blue Mountains boys.
Yes. That's right.
Very good. No, really, I just think you should bring out those videos. How to create studio and propose and then build it up from there.
Yeah.
You know? Then maybe in the future years you might have kids and stuff like that. How to have kids and a band.
That's right. You know? And how to manage all these things in your life.
Exactly. I've decided that the fact that our name is Hope, that this question must be asked. And we've kind of touched on it a little bit, but what gives you hope? Jake?
Well, it's a big question. Wow. Is this like a personal or like a...
Personal.
Like a
I say personal. Yeah. I like a personal touch.
Gives me hope. I guess, I mean, as a Christian, I mean, we obviously have hope in the future. I mean, and that's kind of just that. I mean, we don't have to look into the future and expect the worst. We don't have to worry. You know what I mean? I mean, we find our hope through like the promises of Jesus, and we if we can live by that, then we don't really have any worries. And I think that's a really special thing.
Yeah.
And I mean, it comes back to the album. That's kind of what we're kind of trying to say as well. I mean, get to know Jesus, and you get to know kind of hope in your life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's me just knowing God, being able to, like, I suppose knowing that He's always for you. He's bringing me hope that we can always you can always rely on God when you can't sometimes rely on people. You can know that He's always there for you. And always willing you want to do the best that you can in every situation in life. And I think that's where I get hope in Him. And I know that a lot of people listening find hope in God. And I think that's, in the end, that's where we're headed. That's where everyone's headed at the end of our life, is there's going to be God. And throughout our life is God. So, yeah.
Now, the album is Better Life. Quickly, the album cover. Like, for some reason, I was having a laugh with Andrew Morris the other day about it. And, sorry, that sounds horrible. I was having about it. No, it's a beautiful picture of this bird over, is it water?
It's...
Or cloud? Or is it a bit of everything?
It's a bit of both, actually.
Is it? I thought so.
You gotta look into it.
But it had that kind of yellow glow to it. And so I was kind of, it reminded me of kind of that... that Sunday school picture on the wall that had that kind of glow thing to it.
Right.
I think it's not that, by the way. Sure. I think it's a lot, you know, it's not like a little lamb and then a Bible verse underneath it. But it had that kind of, like, you know, picturesque kind of orange sunburst glow.
Mm.
What made you choose that picture? I love it.
Well, that picture was designed by George's brother.
Oh.
And he's a very, very talented man.
Mm.
And thank you once again, Chris. I mean, it's hard to obviously describe on radio, but when you see the picture, it'll probably hopefully click. I mean, we wanted to make a fairly strong statement about, you know,
darkness.
Better, like lightness and darkness and better and that. You know, it was kind of a well thought out thing and a deliberate kind of thing. So we've got this kind of bird, and we've got this, like, it's a black bird, and there's white birds, and there's like a... It looks like it's kind of moving forward, you know what I mean? And that's the kind of message we're trying to get across with that.
That's great.
So, like, and that is the album, like, to a T. Yeah.
Well, it's time for a quiz bonanza, and the man stepping up for a shootout.
Bang, bang.
Is Jake from Plagiarize. How you feeling, Jake? Do you like random questions chucked at you?
Yeah, I really like it. Yeah, looking forward to it.
Good. Actually. Well, that's what this is all about. But first, we must dim the lights. I'm not near the light switch, but just imagine.
Okay.
Good-o. And start.
Ding. Yep.
Start the clock. Your full name.
Jacob Dean Norton.
Last album you bought.
Oh no. You too. Yeah. New one. New Line on the Horizon. Yep.
Last film you saw.
I watched Scrubs yesterday. Is that a film?
That's TV.
Oh. what's that one? The Indian one at the movies.
The
one that won all the Oscars.
Yeah, Million. I'll come back to that. Yeah. If you could join any band in the world, what would it be?
Plagiarized Tribute Band.
What are you most afraid of?
The Plagiarized Tribute Band.
Where would you most like to holiday?
Well, I'm going for my honeymoon. Since we've been talking a little bit about love, I'm going up to Port Douglas.
Oh, nice.
I'm looking forward to it.
Where were you born?
Ceduna, South Australia. I guarantee you, you don't know where that is.
No, I don't. Beef or chicken?
Chicken.
If you could be any movie character, who would you be?
I have no idea. I don't know.
What would you name your first child?
Byron.
And if you could be any Muppet, which Muppet would you be?
Elmo.
Yay!
Is he a Muppet?
He's a Sesame Street character. But it's all right. We'll give you that one.
Great.
I think the movie that you're referring to was Slumdog Millionaire. Gotcha. I couldn't think of it. I was like, million, million.
Yeah, I was million dollar
and because
baby
we'd already talked about dimming the lights, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
And so my brain was like about to fry.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you.
No worries.
Well, howdy there, George.
Howdy, folk. How are we all doing?
We're doing good. It's good to have you along for a quiz bonanza.
It's good to be here.
I don't know why I'm doing this buzz, but it was...
All right, we'll start with that.
And it's pretty bad, actually, of me. Oh. Anyway, George, are you ready to step up to the plate?
I think so.
Very good. Let's chat.
Don't ask me anything too hard.
Okay.
That's okay. I'm ready for it, though.
Good. Let's start the clock. I can see it in his eyes. He's ready. Your full name?
Daniel Sergio.
Last film you saw?
Twilight.
Oh, good. Last album you bought?
Leland, Opposite Way.
Ooh. If you could join any band in the world, what would it be?
The Plagiarized Tribute Band.
What are you most afraid of?
Dogs.
Dogs?
Really scared of dogs.
Wow. Where would you most like a holiday?
Hawaii.
Where were you born?
In a pen hospital.
If
where? That's pretty specific.
If you could be any movie character, who would you be?
Spider-Man.
Prefer summer or winter?
Summer.
What colour is your bedroom carpet?
Multiple.
Favourite day of the week?
Sorry?
Favourite day of the week?
Friday.
What would you name your first child?
Cedric.
If you could be a Muppet, what Muppet would you be?
I don't know.
Last person you went to dinner with?
My fiance.
What do you do when you get bored?
I go down the bush.
Go down the bush. Very good, George. Guys, thank you so much for being a part. I've had so much fun with you guys, and all the best with the album, Better Life.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much for having us.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.